106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. June is Bike Month. A lot going on around our community to celebrate. And there's a big bike fest planned for July in Canmore. The Bow Valley is very much a cycling community. You just have to look at the Legacy Trail on a nice summer day to see how many people love their bikes. And we put bike racks on Rome buses. We're that kind of place.
To the dismay of the urban visitors who want to judge our use of public infrastructure. Yeah. You know what I love is this new program also that the town of Canmore is undertaking this year with bikes, and that is they have grant money available to private businesses to install bike infrastructure on their property. There's only so many public spots that we can put a bike rack. We've really maxed out on that sometimes.
We're not the only community having the bike discussion right now. I mean, you look at Calgary and there's a big debate about the bike lanes going in downtown. I would argue that the Bow Valley could use maybe a few more bike lanes, just with how popular cycling is and how cyclists and motorists have to share the road. And sometimes it's not the best mix in the world.
I had an experience this week, Rob.
Uh-oh, what happened?
I was going to work on Monday, and as I was coming down Benchlands Trail over the overpass to the set of lights, I had a wonderful green light. And as I'm coming to the intersection, opposite traffic-wise, a cyclist was coming through, and she obviously wanted to turn left onto Bow Valley Trail. And I continued to follow the rules of the road, and she yelled at me because obviously she signaled I should stop in an intersection that I have a green light and the right of way for as a vehicle to let her through. And this prompted me to think that we might need all a little bit of a refresher and a reminder that it doesn't matter how many wheels you have. If you are on the roadway, you have to follow the Traffic Safety Act. You have to follow the rules of the road, and that includes bikers.
I've seen this week three cyclists almost get smoked on the road. Each time it was because the cyclist wasn't following the rules of the road. One of them was on the roundabout where a cyclist was trying to pass a car on the roundabout. The car was trying to turn right up into Kananaskis Way there, and it had to like honk his horn because the cyclist totally cut him off. You know, it seems natural for a cyclist to pass a motorist on the right, but in a situation like that, no, it's illegal and it almost caused a big accident. But I mean, this goes back to the whole bike lane discussion. I mean, the roadway on, say, Railway Avenue and on Main Street in Canmore, I wouldn't say it's exactly cycling friendly. It's really designed for the motorist and there's not a lot of room for cyclists, even though you can't go on the sidewalk there. Although you can use a multi-purpose trail by Elevation Place, which I would suggest might be a safer way for some people to commute.
The town of Canmore is working on a trail map. And that trail map, I think, will be really good for visitors on bikes, as well as further information for residents to understand the difference between a sidewalk that you're not allowed to ride your bike on and a multi-use pathway in which you are allowed to ride your bike on. We have some road painting coming up too, and that's going to clearly define bike lanes on roads that are wide enough. We all know Main Street isn't. That's going to be a shared lane, and the markings on the road are going to reflect that.
Oh, so they are doing some of this.
They can't make the road wider.
Right.
So it's really more to signal to everyone using the road that it's a shared space. I think we all have to also realize that if the bikes are sharing the road, cars have to yield to them as if they're vehicles, and they have to obey the rules as if they're vehicles.